Granger Smith, what is up, man?
What's up, Dubs?
Oh, you know, just another manic Monday here in Minnesota.
That's right. A warm Monday in Minneapolis is always a good Monday in Minneapolis.
I swear all the warm days we have beat all the cold days that we have.
Yes, it does.
Now, I was just looking at the little like overview sheet that we get when we talk to you guys. And on here, they say that you have your own Granger Smith podcast. How did I not know about this?
The podcast, it really came about because of as an answer kind of to social media where everything is so quick. And we were talking about, you know, a five-day tour, and we recap that in 20 seconds on Instagram. And I thought, you know, there has to be a group of fans out there that want more to the story. They want me to elaborate a little bit more than you can on Twitter, you know, with 48 characters or whatever. So you know, I love doing that podcast. I sit back, I do everything in the back of my bus, and I could talk about anything in depth and deliver it to those that want to hear it.
And I was listening to a couple episodes of the podcast, and I'm going to be honest, there was one story where I was like, didn't know that, and that was how you met your wife.
Yeah, and I've been wanting to talk about that because she is somewhat of a celebrity herself, especially on social media. She has a good little following, and so a lot of people always say, how did you meet her? How did you meet her? How did you meet her? So we finally got to tell the whole story on the podcast.
Yeah, so I don't want to give it away. They're going to have to go listen on the podcast.
There you go. Let's do that.
All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. You got your podcast. You got your yay energy drink. Now, Earl Dibbles Jr. has his own book coming out.
Yep. If your city, if your country, and this is your self-help guide to figure out the difference.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I think this book is perfect for every Minnesotan to have because we can go 30 minutes west, be in the country. 30 minutes east, be in the city. I don't know if my directions are right, but I'm going to assume they are.
Minnesota has some good, good country people for sure. So this is a book. This is really good. You're right. This is good for Minnesota.
Yeah, and it comes out tomorrow, I believe, right?
That's right. That's right. Tomorrow on Amazon.
And just to give the listeners a little example of what they can expect, can you and Earl kind of give us what is in the book?
Yeah. I could. So the way this book is set up, the left page says, if your city, and it has the scenario. And then the right page has, if your country, same wording, but very, very different scenario. So I could help out and I could read the city part if you want, and then Earl could read the country part.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Okay, so it says data plan. Now, I don't know, in Minneapolis, they have pretty good data plans, right?
Oh, yeah, great data plans, unlimited everything.
So you could say, if your city and you spend a lot of time web surfing on your smartphone, you better have a good data plan. But if your country and you spend a lot of time hipstering in the hayloft, you better have a good data plan.
Oh, my God, I love it. This book is going to be amazing.
So there you go.
The book comes out tomorrow, and I feel like it's a good gift if you want to give it to somebody that has a kid that needs some, like, bedtime reading.
Yeah, it's a good little coffee table, back of the toilet. You know, it's one of those little books.
I mean, I wouldn't put it back of the toilet. Coffee table, for sure.
Yeah, wherever you spend the most time, we'll say that.
All right, the book, If Your City, If Your Country, by Earl Dibbles Jr., coming out tomorrow on Amazon. Granger, thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
You too, Dubs. Yeah, talk to you soon.